Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Audio Boo. Well, what a day. Doesn't look like we've got the outcome of our general election yet, so even if we had, and even though we haven't, life goes on. I've just come down to the allotment not to do very much, because it's been raining, it's trying to rain at the moment, and the forecast is for rain during the day, so come down, take the dog for a walk, but also to uncover some of the tender seedlings that I've got covered up under plastic so that they get some rainwater. Two reasons of doing that: one, rainwater is better for them, and the second is it will obviously save me having to water them by hand, although depending on what the rain does, I obviously might have to do a little bit of that later on anyway, but we'll see how it goes. Quite prepared to, but you know, if I don't need to, then obviously I won't bother. I was just thinking how green everything looks at the moment. You know, I think, although what's the official date of spring, the 21st, 22nd of March? I was reading a book yesterday, which was by John Lister Kay, who's a fairly well-known, I don't know whether to go as far as to call him a naturalist, but certainly an observer of the world around him. And he was saying, you know, although he obviously lives in Scotland, so things are a little bit later there. He's saying 1st of May is when he really considers spring to have started. And I have to admit, this year, with the hard winter that we had, probably he's right, you know. Don't know, you know, the book was written a couple of years ago, so whether Scotland's had an equally, if not harder, winter than we've had, whether he would still say the same thing. But certainly I've noticed in the last, well, probably last week, 10 days, things have been getting on with it. Trees are really now out in leaf, whereas before they weren't really trying. You know, the grass has really picked up. Thinking that this weekend I need to cut the little patch that we've got in the back garden with the strimmer. And, you know, everything is doing what it should do in springtime. You know, breeding, reproducing, flowering, all the things to keep life going. And it's great to see. I really like seeing it. You know, I love spring and I love the autumn. Got to be my two favourite seasons. Summers, I don't mind the heat, but I hate humid heat. I'm a kind of a desert lizard kind of person, really. So give me dry heat any day. And winter, well, you know, just there, really. So yeah, spring has sprung. So I won't be doing much on the allotment today, other than coming back in a bit to see whether we have had enough rain or whether I need to do some watering. The forecast for today wasn't very good, so I kind of had planned my weekend around having a non-allotment day today and an allotment day tomorrow. So I should probably catch the Grand Prix free practice and qualifying later on this morning, and over lunch do some odds and ends. In the potting shed, I've got a few plants I want to put in. And then that'll probably be it for today. Weekend will be over far too fast as usual. And then tomorrow I'll spend some time on the allotment doing what I probably would have done today if the weather had been a bit more decent. I hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend. That the weather is no worse than this, and preferably much better. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.